Hello, everyone. This is M.R. Rangaswamy within Diaspora. And today we are doing a post-Modi visit to Silicon Valley show just to update all of you on the happenings this week, this past weekend. And we are joined by three amazing people who have been privileged and to have the opportunity to organize many of these events. First, we have Naren Gupta, who is the Managing Director of Nexus. He, as you know, Nexus has over $400 million. Under management and is invested in over 50 companies in India. Naren was also the co-chair of the Indian American Community Foundation, which held the reception for Prime Minister Modi at the SAP Center on Sunday the 27th, just a couple of days ago. We also have Venk Shukla, who is the president of TAI, and he had the honor and privilege to host the Digital India Dinner and also the Startup Connect, which the Prime Minister participated in both events, along with a luminary of Silicon Valley leaders. And then finally, last but not least, we have Carl Mehta, who is an entrepreneur, investor, and engineer, but most of all, he's the founder of Code for India. And Code for India is a global community of software engineers who build technology that can solve problems in India and the developing world. And Carl had the opportunity to host the PM in the hackathon when the PM was here this past weekend. So welcome, all of you. Let me start, Naren, first with you. You had the privilege and honor of having 18,000 Indian Americans at the SAP Center on Sunday, and I have to say it was a flawless event. So can you just give us your perspective as the co-chair of this amazing program as to what it took, what happened, and what the highlights were?
MR and Monica, thanks. Thanks for organizing this show. It was truly exhilarating. You know, I, those of you who were at the event, you saw the crowd was, it was really excited. I mean, there was hardly ever 60 seconds went by before he was stopped by loud applause from the crowd. In addition to the 18,000 people, there were estimated over a billion people watching around the world as well, a live feed. So it was quite an event. And maybe I can sort of share some of my thoughts around it. First of all, I would say the organization of the event. We had over 100 active volunteers. And what I learned from these volunteers are they're really committed, they're really selfless, and to see their commitment is really a motivation for all of us, what we can do, what we need to do, how we can do it. The event was certainly flawless. The second thing I would add is Prime Minister Modi's message. It's a message of the future. It's a message about development. It's a message about involving everybody, each of the 1.25 billion people in India. It is about taking a lots of little steps, thousands of little steps, that make life better for everybody. It is really a message of hope and the expectations that the young people have in India. So I would say overall it worked out great. A lot of people participated in it. And for me, it was really an honor and really a privilege to be part of it.
Fantastic. I know I was there, and I have to say it made me proud to see the Indian American community really organize this and pull off this event. So I was absolutely amazed and gratified. And under your leadership, Naren, I think it turned out to be something we'll talk about in Silicon Valley for years to come.
And Amal, I'm going to cherish this experience for a lifetime. It is really nothing short of magical.
Absolutely. So Venk, I know you had the privilege of pulling together the Digital India Dinner, and I was truly amazed when you were on stage with the PM. You guys were flanked by the CEOs of Google, CEOs of Microsoft, Adobe, Qualcomm, and Cisco. I mean, I've never seen a firepower panel of CEOs like that. So share with us your highlights.
You know, I think the most significant part of part of that interaction was the symbolism that not just those five you know, CEOs of the biggest technology companies there, but also the other people in the audience. This must be the single largest gathering of the most successful Indians and non-Indians in Silicon Valley. And just the presence there made that event historic.
Yeah.
So the symbolism of their presence, you know, was a matter of pride that all these people would come, you see, to be with the Prime Minister of India was a matter of pride for all of us. It was also a matter of, you know, I think it was significant symbolism that all these guys, you see, were supportive and enthusiastic, you see, about the Digital India program and optimistic, you see, about their company's prospects in India, as well as, you see, about the digital revolution going on in India. So I think the significance of it, you see, in my eyes, really was the symbolism, you see, of support for India, the success of Indians in the Valley, as well as attraction for brand Modi.
Right. And it was amazing, Venk. I was, you know, at my next table were people like Travis from Uber, the co-founder of Airbnb, Vinod Khosla, Ram Sriram. I mean, it was like you looked around and pretty much everybody there who came to show the support was someone who was successful, someone who controls and influences the agenda of Silicon Valley and invests in companies. So I'll tell you, I have to commend you for pulling together such an amazing audience.
Thanks, sir.
And then, Carl, I know, you know, I also attended your event, which was a very intimate event, but probably a very powerful statement that you made and your group made was to have hackers in the U.S. Sitting at Google from across the community here and Indians in India itself, in Gurgaon, sitting on the other side. And you guys were doing the nonprofit stuff. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about the hackathon?
Sure. Well, so the Prime Minister's Digital India vision is very ambitious. And to connect 1.25 billion people with digital services across healthcare and education and sanitation and safety and security, it will require that this vision gets translated into an on-the-ground mass movement. And the only way the mass movement can happen is that the actual techies, which India has over 10 million software engineers, they take on this vision as their personal mission. So our goal, and which we accomplished very well, was to demonstrate to the Prime Minister that Indian techies living in India and Indian Americans living in Silicon Valley, they can all come together, collaborate with each other, and they are totally committed to this Digital India vision. And we stayed up all night, and together as a 300 plus developers, we built about 55 applications across healthcare, education, sanitation, safety, women empowerment. And that was the power that we showed of the technology as the power, and on the ground software engineers as the enablers to fulfill his vision. And the fact that the Prime Minister came for the event and he showed his gratefulness, he showed great interest in it, reminds me of when I was working at the White House. I was also privileged to do the first hackathon at the White House, and you know, President Obama came over and saw the power of how rapidly you can take ideas into reality, which generally in the government takes forever.
Yeah.
So what I witnessed is that this Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is as tech-savvy or probably more than, you know, President Obama, with whom I work closely, that he understood the power of actual engineers who take on a vision and work towards it. So it was very fulfilling for the engineers, and it was a fantastic event.
Yeah, and I think either the PM or Sundar from Google made the comment, you guys only worked for 15 hours nonstop. What if you'd actually worked for 24 hours, what you could have produced? Right.
Exactly.
That was a great testimonial to the projects. And I was especially pleased with the women's empowerment solution that won, and also the one on translating government documents and government information into multiple Indian languages. Right.
So I think
there was some amazing...
The big highlight was Yeah, the big highlight was a 15-year-old high school girl who stayed up all night and built that application about women empowerment. That shows that Prime Minister Modi's vision can be taken to every individual person, and they can take it as a personal mission, and they not just take it as a personal mission, but also contribute directly by staying up all night and days and build it.
Right. So which brings me to the next question for all three of you, and you can jump in as you please. So the Prime Minister articulated a vision for Digital India, where India would have this digital backbone, if you will, fiber running across all villages, towns, cities, etc. And on top of that, there'll be also a digital infrastructure put together. So in your minds, what do you think can happen? I believe this is a transformational thing for India over the next 10 to 20 years. It'll change India as we know it. But would love to hear your opinions on what Digital India means to you and what you see happening in India as a result of implementing something like this.
Should I go for it?
Absolutely, Naren.
So I think the Prime Minister, maybe uniquely among world leaders, understands the power of innovation. And that is what is needed in India to really address his ambitious agenda. And the innovation can come from anywhere. It can come from the government. It can come from large companies. It can come from smaller companies. And that is what I like about the Prime Minister, is he focuses on the result, which is the innovation and what comes out of it, not who, you know, gets that thing done, because everybody can participate in it. Now, for that, you need a strong foundation. And the strong foundation is what Digital India is about. Providing a high-speed access to everybody, giving people total transparency on what is really happening. And then what happens on top of the basic foundation is something that will be left to the people in the government and will be left to people in the private sector, large companies and small companies as well. So the whole implication of Digital India are very, very broad.
Great. And Venk, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall when you sat with the five CEOs and the Prime Minister for a private meeting. So what did those CEOs have to say about Digital India and what they thought of it?
You know, I think in general they were supportive of it. They were enthused, you see, by Prime Minister's interest and passion in this area. And they were very optimistic, you see, about what would happen going forward in India. But they were also cautious, you see, about what needs to change in India in order to make these things happen. And I think in private, in closed door kind of meetings, they brought out some of those issues, you see, about ambiguity, about dealing, you see, with about bureaucracy, about rules and regulations, and unpredictable nature of interaction with the government. So all those issues that you were brought up in that meeting. But in general, the tone was pretty optimistic and very supportive of the Prime Minister.
Yeah, and they've seen him use technology. He's got a couple of million Twitter followers, millions of likes on Facebook, right, and Instagram. And so they can see that he can be a powerful friend of these companies as well.
You know, I had to interject that discussion. When Prime Minister said that, you see, we want to set up this thing so that everybody is treated equally and all companies are treated equally. And I had to interject. I said, and my point was that the way you treat a 6-year-old, a 6-month-old baby, and the way you treat a 30-year-old person, has to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So startups are like the 6-month-old baby. If you burden them, you see, with all the compliance and all the regulations and treat them, they will not flourish. And the simple example for that is, the stock option, the thing that they have to be given at fair price at the fair market value. And that just takes away the biggest competitive advantage that a startup has. You know, he was open. You know, he was surprisingly open. It's not that since I contradicted him in that. But he said, no, I think you're very interested in that. So he pointed me to, he pointed his secretary and said that please spend time with, you know, with him to understand the viewpoint, and we need to be very, very clear about these things.
Fantastic. That is good to know that he's very receptive to ideas, because, like I said, it's a signature issue of his administration. So it will have serious, you know, positive or negative consequences as we move on, right? So Carl, I mean, you showed how people-to-people interaction can happen with Digital India, right? You guys can just code and put software out there and mobile applications out there and so forth. So what is your take on Digital India?
Yes, so, you know, I have interacted with the Prime Minister before he became the Prime Minister. I am appointed as a board member on the largest entrepreneurship institute that he started, called iCreate in Ahmedabad, and he was a chief minister. And I have seen him over the past 10 years that how he is he's so much focused on actually, you know, throwing out bureaucracy and using digital and using technology as a way to increase transparency and give the power, empower the people. So, you know, what he committed, you know, to me and to Sundar on the stage, that MR, you saw that mm-hmm. he said, we will take these applications and I will take, you know, we will work with the government departments to drive implementation. So, I will be going to India and will be meeting him again later this month. And we have three applications, at least out of the 55, which are almost ready to launch. One of the applications which the Prime Minister Modi is very enthusiastic about is the skilling, because part of the Digital India is not going to happen if we don't have skilled workforce. And over 1 million people every month are entering the workforce in India. And all majority of them are actually not skilled. So we built, as Code for India, we've been building a skillupindia.org portal, which is almost ready to launch. You can actually go now to skillupindia.org and check it out. It's a largest peer-to-peer learning portal, and it allows 250 million youth to learn from each other, and without having the hurdle or waiting for, you know, schools and campuses to come up, or waiting for instructors and qualified instructors to show up, or even spending millions of dollars in building digital content. We showed the power of open source. So we're using, you know, edX, which is Harvard and MIT open source. We're using my own EdCast platform, which is partly open source. And we are also using Google, you know, we partnered very closely with Google on Google APIs. And so these are the types of platforms that can be built just by the community, by the people, and put it into public domain and can help accelerate the vision of Digital India. And so that's very optimistic that, you know, Prime Minister Modi understands the power of open source. He understands the power of communities coming together and building. He's not the one, he's not thinking about that the government has to build all these portals and citizen portals or skilling portals and things like that, which is a very refreshing and a very different, you know, very business-minded view of the Prime Minister.
Great. Folks, don't go away. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Hello again, everyone. This is M.R. Rangaswamy with Indiaspora. We're joined today by three leaders of the Indian American community to discuss and recap the PM's visit to Silicon Valley. We have Naren Gupta with Nexus Ventures, Venk Shukla, the president of Thai in Silicon Valley, and Carl Mehta, the founder of Code for India. So, gentlemen, let's focus on the next steps. So the PM came here. The PM came, he saw, he conquered Silicon Valley. Now he goes back to India. On the way, he met President Obama. They reaffirmed their commitment and friendship, and now he's back home. So what do we as Indian Americans in Silicon Valley have to do to keep this alive? We don't want this to be a nice weekend and everything is great. we now have to follow up and actually make things happen. So how can we do this, Naren, from I'd like all three of you to kind of chime in. Naren, first, from the community perspective. You know, we had 18,000 excited Indian Americans inside the SAP Center, but many thousands even outside watching it on Jumbotrons. Same thing with you, Venk. You know, how do the business community, how do they follow up? And same thing for you, Carl. How does the diaspora from a tech point of view follow up as well? So, Naren?
Yeah, so I see the visit as the start of a process. And, you know, this is an event that hopefully gets process going in many different directions. What we expect to do and what we had the promise from the PM is that, and his associates as well, that we would be meeting frequently to regularly and frequently to discuss some of the specifics on how we can achieve the objectives. You know, we talked about clean India, clean Ganges. How do we make that happen? And you will hear soon that we would start specific programs on each of those fronts. So we see this thing really as an exciting weekend, but really the start of a long process. Some of these problems, some of these issues that we can address will take time. But we believe that by working with Silicon Valley, India has a better opportunity to address these issues.
Mm-hmm. Great. And Venk, from the Thai point of view, and how do you guys plan to kind of get back to India and get the interaction going?
You know, I think we had even before he came, we had a lot of as a preparation to his visit here. We have sent a list of things that we are hoping that they would have had time to think about it, see, and hopefully they respond to it when they come here. Obviously, they ran out of time, you see, in terms of making any kind of policy announcements. But I think they did indicate, you see, their willingness and their seriousness in terms of following up. And our concern was primarily about, you know, how does innovation economy take hold in India? And the concern was really about two areas. How do we increase, participation of Indian investors in the startup economy in India? And second one was, how do we make it easy for foreign capital to come into India, how it gets treated, and in case of an exit, how easy it is to take the money out, or in case of a not so successful outcome, how quickly can you wind up the business? Mm-hmm. So these are some of the areas, which is, you know, how does the money come in, you know, how does it get treated, and then how does it, and in case of a successful exit, you see, how do you treat the capital gains from that? How easy it is to get it out? So the whole, the whole life cycle of a startup. I think the good news here is that at least there is a focus and a priority assigned to it. And once you decide that this is your goal, then I think the rest of it, you see, eventually will fall in place. So I have to compliment the Prime Minister for being the first Prime Minister in the history of India to identify startups as critical to India's future as a vehicle for generating employment and as a vehicle for generating wealth. So you have to applaud him for that. And hopefully the implementation of that is he follows. And the early indications are very positive. We have already had two meetings, you see, with the top officials while they were here. And then the email exchanges are going on.
Fantastic. And, you know, he brought out a new concept in India. He calls it the public sector, which is government, private sector, which is industry and business, and then the third one he calls is the personal sector, which I think in a sense is each individual becoming potentially an entrepreneur or managing his own life or career, right? So I think it's a very interesting way for a country to look at different sectors, if you will, right?
You know, I think that's a very interesting point. I think I don't know if it has something to do with the fact that he comes from Gujarat, which is the
most entrepreneurial state,
mm-hmm.
And the state which is most focused, you see, on making money.
Right.
But regardless, I think this is a very fundamental departure in terms of thinking, that's what is exciting about the whole thing.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And Carl, I think you said you're already making your way to India to kind of start the next
follow
steps
up.
For Code for India.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit more
sure.
on
well, so
what else you're
going
to be doing
with the
Indian side?
Sure. So first of all, I agree with Naren that this is just the events that happen over the weekend is the starting and the kicking off of a whole process, and the real work begins now. And I, you know, before the Prime Minister came here this weekend, I penned an article that was published in the Economic Times about how, you know, Digital India Vision can turn into a reality and how Silicon Valley can help. And one of the key points discussed over there was that we have a continuous engagement that will be necessary to create a platform for continuous dialogue. And, you know, so I'm going to India just as a follow-on for that. And we have several departments already engaged to work with us. And, you know, I would be also partnering, you know, with our organizations here, like Manx, you know, Thai, that is a partner and has been very supportive for Code for India. MR, you know, you've been very supportive with mm-hmm. Diaspora has been a partner. U.S. India Business Council has been a great supporter of Code for India. So I think collectively, and Naren has been a great supporter. So collectively, we all have to come together and work with our counterparts there and establish this this platform that has a continuous dialogue. And we are all not only just advising, but also driving the implementation and helping on the ground implementation as well. And we have a great army of, you know, the third piece that you mentioned, the three aspects of capital, or, you know, the public, the three sectors that you mentioned, MR, public sector, the private sector, and the personal sector. That's what we think that we can ignite with, you know, if we can ignite the 10 million plus software engineers to become a force in this Digital India implementation, they will become ultimately the force multiplier to drive and change the lives of the 1.25 billion people, because these are the people who understand technology, understand innovation. They're already working with the global companies and they live in India, so they have a far more capability to dedicate their time and their energy towards this national mission.
Right. No, that's fantastic. And let me just also add to it what Indiaspora is planning on doing in general to kind of follow through on these ideas. We had in D.C., just before the Prime Minister came, the U.S.-India Strategic and Commercial Dialogue took place, where the ministers from both sides met around security, commerce, and energy, and so forth. So we had a sideline meeting there. And as a follow-up, what we committed to was a program called Mission 2022, where Indiaspora wants to hold a series of dialogues over the next 7 years when India turns 75. And our goal is to make the U.S.-India partnership, as the Prime Minister said, the defining partnership of the 21st century. And that's exactly what he mentioned at the SAP speech. So what Indiaspora wants to do is throw its support behind having a series of dialogue every 6 months. And we'd be happy to, Naren, Venk, and Carl, to include your issues as part of our six-month series of dialogues, one of which will be held in India and the next one in the U.S. and so forth, to keep this going for the next 7 years at least, right, till they become institutionalized and so forth. So that's our commitment in this process as well. Any final thoughts, gentlemen, before we sign off?
Yeah, I want to say that all of what Carl is doing and Venk is doing and the community part of it and what you are doing, they all mesh together well. And the success of each of these initiatives depends on what we are able to do in other areas. So I think it's a great cooperation, great, you know, sort of a of our efforts to make the whole thing a big success. And I would also say what Carl said is the key, and I think Prime Minister also emphasized that out of 500,000 villages, if we have five personal entrepreneurs, that's 2.5 million new opportunities. And if they employ one or two people each, as I would think, you are creating as many as 10 million jobs. So it's really, I think, what we are looking from a strategic perspective, what we are looking from a personal perspective, you know, we are looking from a technology and community perspective. All of these things need to come together to make the Prime Minister's dream, the India dream, a success.
Great. Venk, final thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is what just happened. He was pretty huge. I think the Prime Minister's idea of Startup India is, you know, compared to all these other ideas and compared to all the other ideas that have come out of India in a long, long time, this is the biggest of them all. If this one is executed properly, within a generation, you see, India would look very, very different from what it does now. Using unleashing entrepreneurship in India, providing capital and enabling infrastructure for that, building that the information, you know, highway, the infrastructure, and this thing could transform India, you know, from all standpoints. So I think this is a very exciting time for India, and we hope you see that this goes beyond this year's slogan to the Digital India and the Startup India, that these things go beyond slogan, and action follow up takes place, and these two things could really transform India. And as NRIs who care deeply about India, I think all of us are emotionally invested in that, and organizations like TIES would certainly go out of their way to assist and help and promote that.
Right. And Carl?
Yeah, my final thought is that after 60 years, it seems like finally the stars are aligning for India. And I think if there's four things that is coming together really well. Number one, we've got the right prime minister who is innovation-driven, tech-savvy, who just in general gets it, that how a company can be taken, improved from the ground up. So that's number one. Number two, I think geopolitically, U.S. and India relationships are reaching a point where they both are natural partners and they have to tightly partner with one another. So that's number two. Number three is that in Silicon Valley, the Indian Americans have reached a critical mass, all of us, where we have achieved enough success that we are ready to give back. And we're not just focused on coming here and in doing our own stuff, but we are all ready to, we are giving back here in America, but we are also ready to give back to India. And and fourth, that just the Indian dynamics in terms of the 400 or 500 million people who are under 35, so just that the demographics and just the market that is opening up, that is very attractive for everyone, from developed countries and all the Fortune 500 companies as well as for startups. So I think if you look at all these things, there never has been a time before in history that all these stars like coming together. So I think the next 5 to 10 years are going to be an incredibly exciting time to go and build India, and India is going to accelerate. I am very optimistic that we are going to see the growth and the development in India in the next 10 years that we have not seen in the past 60 years, and maybe it's going to be the fastest growing country in the world.
Fantastic. Again, it's great to have leaders like you in Silicon Valley, Naren, and Venk and Carl. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your recap, insight, and analysis.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, Amar and Monica.
Bye-bye.
Great. And the show is produced by Monica Patel. The theme music is by Rina Ismail. The interlude music is by Jahan Shah. So long, everyone.